The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hello, welcome once again to The Breakfast Show, where it's merchandise time. It's your chance to win a brand new edition of our Absolute Radio mugs. They really are really nice. They're kind of corporate coloured, purple on the outside, white inside.
Yes.
They got the name of the station. They got our logo.
It's lovely.
It is really lovely.
It'll brighten up any workplace.
You could be the proud owner of one of those little bad boys, and all you need to do is play a mugs game. So I have a clip from yesterday's show when we were discussing my deceptive Mother's Day Instagram post. And, well, this is what went down. There's this picture. I've never posted it before, and I was looking for something else, and I came across it, and it's myself and... Like, I'm taking a selfie. I don't actually remember it being taken. But we're together, and it's quite a nice picture. And I thought, I'll post this, and I'll say Happy Mother's Day. And then I put, thanks for all the lovely cakes, Mummy. And a love heart emoji. Yeah. The first person who's commented underneath said, lovely photo, Dave.
People are
genuinely, this is so cute.
Believing it.
So, to win a mug, which celebrity baker did I pretend was me mammy? Was it A, Mary Berry, or B, Prue Leith? Your names and your answers A or B to 8 12 15. So just simply send your name and A for Mary Berry or B for Prue Leith. As I say, that number is 8 12 15. Up next, we're going to be playing a mugs game.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Warmest of welcomes to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you early birds to catch the worm. And the worm comes in the shape of a purple cup that you can keep and cherish forever. And hoping to win one right now, we have Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Louise works for a children's brand that's based in Australia. So hence why you're up and about and doing orders at this time of the morning. How's that going for you, Louise?
It's okay. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm an early bird anyway. So
you're an early bird anyway. And you early bird to the musical stylings of absolute classic rock, which we love about you, Louise. Thank you for tuning into us in the mornings. So to win a mug, yesterday I spoke of posting a celebrity baker on my Instagram who I claim to be me mammy. But was it Mary Berry or Prue Leith?
It was Mary Berry.
Let's see if you're right on a mugs game. There's this picture, I've never posted it before, and I was looking for something else, and I came across it, and it's myself and Mary Berry. Like, I'm taking a selfie.
Well done,
I don't actually remember it being taken. Of course, Prue Leith is my beloved auntie, so got it absolutely right. I've been looking at that picture since I posted it on Mother's Day on Sunday. I think I'm going to use it as my Christmas cards this year.
Already?
Yeah.
It's different. You're already turning over a Prue Leith.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Waiting for an opportunity to say that for 5 years has never come up.
That's it. You see, I set them up, Glenn knocked them down, but 5 years apart. So for all you completists, go back, enjoy the podcast. There's some payoffs coming. You are going to love. Louise, well done. You've won the mug. Thanks for tuning in. Have a lovely day ahead.
Thank you very much, and you.
Cheers, Lou.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing with the words of Princess Kate that sparked 24 hours of reaction on Twitter.
It's so OTT. I can't believe it.
Making a mountain out of a molehill. The reaction has been amazing over the past 24 hours. Chris the Barker did a great picture where he said, I hadn't looked through the window in the background, and if you zoom in, you can see the unknown from the Willy Wonka experience.
It's like Zeitgeist poster
in the background of the famously photoshopped picture. There's also a lot of people are photoshopping bottles of Cerveza Cristal into the picture. That pops up everywhere. And then someone, as a joke, someone called Ed, post, breaking news, ITV has announced that Sheridan Smith has been cast as Kate Middleton in an upcoming six-part drama, The Lost Princess, to air this autumn, right? Funny little joke on X, and everyone's laughing about it. But then on ITV, on this morning, Giles Brandreth reported it as fact.
Wow.
Which is an amazing turn of events. They seem to have deleted the audio. I can't play the audio of it because they've deleted it from the internet now. But he said it.
What, so it's just mute video?
Yeah, no.
And then occasionally it flashes up with the words like a 1920s film.
Yeah, you have to subtitle it. You have to subtitle it, but I can't play you the proof of Brandreth doing
it. Yeah, because at one point he's hanging from a clock, isn't he?
Harold Lloyd. Yeah, nice. There's too much stuff to go into. There's too much Photoshop going on. I mean, there's some. To be honest, Brendan, our head of Photoshop, he's got some work to do, hasn't he? Yeah. I think Middleton is better at Photoshop than he is.
Yes, but could Middleton make you into a puppy? That's still one of the most adorable pictures I've ever seen. Yes, Matt's face on a puppy. Yes. I'm going to dig that out and I'm going to share that on the Absolute Radio socials.
That is Photoshopping, that is, yeah. And then elsewhere, it's a special anniversary. I don't know if you realise this week, but...
our anniversary, is it? I miss Sarah Jane and I's already.
Ammo classic from the archives. It is 7 years since political analyst Robert E. Kelly became a social media sensation when he was speaking on BBC News about North Korea. Right. Now, you may remember he was talking on the news. I'll play you the audio of what happened.
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
I remember this guy.
Carnage in the background.
For the region.
My apologies. North Korea, South Korea.
His wife and kids just running riot around in the background of this interview.
I thought that was a lockdown thing. Was that 7 years
ago?
That's
what Dave was just saying. Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah. It was pre-lockdown.
This is when it was like a satellite link-up to a political analyst before it was just doing a Zoom or a Teams.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the early talkies, wasn't
it?
They were ahead of the times.
They were, yeah.
7 years on, do you reckon the daughter still does the Chaz and Dave walk in?
That's what she's known for. That's nightclub appearances. 300 quid a go. Here she is. Do the walk.
Come on. So, yeah, the daughter, Marion, is now 11. So he's posted pictures of them out celebrating her 11th birthday, and they go on hikes, and they're having a lovely time together living in South Korea. But why?
Does she go up the side of the mountain doing the walk?
I'll share the video and the whole story.
Marion, if you're listening, get in touch.
Where they are now.
Got some ideas for a feature.
You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your date. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 5 words, 5 grand.
With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good. Yes, 5 words, 5 grand is back on The Breakfast Show, and playing this morning, we have Luke. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, my friend. So Luke has got a very exciting
job.
We've only just discovered this. It wasn't even on any of the notes, inexplicably, that I was handed. We've just discovered this during the last song. But Luke, who's currently talking to us on line one, about to give us 5 words to potentially win £5,000 for a living, is the boom operator on Coronation Street.
Oh! Wow.
Huge.
Bet that's your Tinder profile sorted, isn't it, Luke? So, Luke, I mean, it's you know, the nation's most beloved soap opera. Do you think that's fair to say?
It is, yeah. I would definitely agree.
Okay, and is it fun to work on, or is it intense, or is it a nice balance? Is it like this show, a balance of the two?
Yeah, it's a bit organised chaos sometimes. But yeah, it's a lovely place to work.
Yeah, I never knew we had so much in common with Corey. That's nice, isn't it?
I wonder if we've seen his work, or if he's more professional than that, and actually it never ends up on the screen.
So, you know, have you ever had a pint in the Rovers? Do you guys ever get to, you know, on downtime, maybe, you know, you never wrap a series, I suppose, because it's an ongoing thing since 1962. Yeah. But do you ever get to have a little Christmas drink in the Rovers?
We go out in town for that sort of thing.
We have had a
sneaky bottle in the Rovers before, yeah.
Oh, you got to. Tick the life box, Luke. The life box. Let's talk 5 words, 5 grand, shall we now, Luke? So how many words have you matched in the past?
I matched 4 with Matt yesterday.
With Matt Dyson yesterday. Well, let's spin the random player generator and see who you are going to be playing with this morning. Player generator. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Emma Jones. Jonesy is in play.
Good luck. Ooh.
Emma is moseying out of the studio, and therefore she cannot hear anything that we are about to discuss. So, Luke, as you're fully aware, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma Jones is most likely to give, because I will be presenting Emma with the exact same 5 words in about 10 minutes' time. And if Emma says the same five words as you say right now, well, we can give you £5,000. Good luck. Fish.
Chips.
Yes.
Nice.
Solid.
Beach. B-E-A-C-H. Beach.
Ball.
Beach ball. Yeah. Good, good.
Light. L-I-G-H-T. Light.
Dark.
Great.
He knows what he's doing.
There are a lot of options on light, though, aren't there?
Dark as well, like your current storyline. Yeah. Am I right? Who done it? Who did it, Luke?
Roy Cropper's been arrested.
Luke, come on,
why?
Luke,
why?
Tell us who did it. It wasn't McDonald, was it? Luke, no!
Luke knows. How far ahead are you on filming, Luke? Are you a couple of weeks ahead?
I think we're back end of May, early June at the minute.
Oh, well, why don't you just tell us who did it then?
Yeah, break the embargo, Luke.
Come on, Luke.
Off air, Will.
You're amongst us now.
Yeah, nice.
Your penultimate word this morning is hair. H-A-I-R. Hair.
Dresser.
And finally, Luke... plastic.
Cutlery.
Ooh, okay. Plastic cutlery.
Well, someone's using a catering truck on a day-to-day basis. All right, mate, we're all in the business. It's only to show off.
Yeah. Didn't know you get to fly so much as part of your job.
Hair, Winnie Bago.
Yeah. Makeup, yeah.
What's that? Light. Lights around a mirror. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm in television and show business.
Light camera action would have been better.
Yes. Of course. Oh, do they say, does the director say that on the set of Corey? Does he or she say that?
It's just action.
Just action.
It's just action, Dave.
Action.
Yeah. It's just action. Luke. It's a great set of words. Well done, man. Please stay right there. Emma Jones is back in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Currently having a game of five words, five grand with Luke, who has been waiting patiently on line one. He is the boom operator on Coronation Street, and he was matched with Emma Jones. So we could see Corrie's most popular boom operator quit after windfall if you can just match five words.
Okay.
Emma Jones, good luck. Good luck, Luke.
Thank you.
The first word, Emma. Fish.
Chips.
100%.
Yes.
The right answer. And I'm so having fish and chips today.
Oh, yes.
I've been nobbled, psychologically nobbled. But I am easily psychologically nobbled, Matt, as you know.
Yes.
You've said that to me time and time again, haven't you?
Yeah, always getting
you took me to one side once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Beach. B-E-A-C-H. Beach.
Ball.
Yes.
So 2 out of 5 means you equal Ellie yesterday. Light.
Switch.
Oh.
No.
Dark. We went opposite.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. The perfect follow-on, the perfect opposite, but unfortunately not the same word. So, Luke, you've not won the money today. But for the stats, let's do the remaining two words. Hair. H-A-I-R.
Cut.
No. Dresser. But two, you know, perfectly acceptable answers. Mm. Plastic.
Bag.
Cutlery.
Oh.
That's a bit of a left field one from Luke.
So that means, once again, it is 2 out of 5 on five words, five grand. Luke, it's been a charm having you on the show. Have a great day ahead and keep up the fantastic work, because we know so many millions of people get so much enjoyment out of Corrie.
It's sounding great. The sound is perfect on the show. I've always said it.
It lifts everything. The acting, the direction, the cinematography, it's all lifted by the sound. So, Luke, it has been an absolute dream having you on the show. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in on the main station. Of course, for the rest of you, it means we're playing again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to have a go at five words, five grand, the number is 0330 123 1215.
Five words, five grand.
weekend with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where for the first time ever, we have opened the doors to the Fib Club. The first rule of Fib Club is you need to text about Fib Club, 8-12-15. Each week we'll focus on a different part of your lives where you may have told a tiny little fib. And this week it's all about work. And I'm so pleased to say, as promised, welcoming back to the show our Five Words, Five Grand competitor, Luke. Hello again, Luke.
Hi, you okay?
Good man. Aww. Listen, welcome back onto the show. Luke matched 2 out of 5 on Five Words, Five Grand, but it didn't stop him coming back on for this little feature, yes, which we're so pleased about. So, Luke, being the boom operator on Coronation Street is a big job. I mean, how long have you been in that role?
I've been there 6 years now.
6 years, okay. And have you got any particular favourite storylines over the last 6 years that you've been part of?
I think the one of the most memorable ones is there was a shootout in the bistro, and that was like my first week there.
Wow, what a first week. So that's exciting. Incredible. So are you stood there, obviously, holding the boom? And for people who may not know what that is, that's effectively a long pole with a big hairy thing on the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot, mate. 20 years at sound school, and that's how you break me down.
Have you ever accidentally hit one of the actors, like Molly Sugden in the head with your big furry mouth?
Yeah, I have.
Have you really?
Wow.
Yeah, I've done the same actress twice.
Oh. Okay, welcome to show business. So, which actor is it?
It's Jane Danson who plays Leanne Battersby.
Oh, Leanne Battersby, a legend of the street.
Oh, I know, Tick. I felt so terrible.
I mean, so how? So what I want to know is the first time you did it, how long in the job were you?
2 years, maybe.
2 years, okay. And then how long was the gap before you did it again?
It was another 2,
So she's got that to look forward to then. That's nice. That's coming round again, isn't it? Yeah. It comes out so soon, doesn't it? So, Luke, it is the Fib Club. This week it's all about those told at work. I suppose there's nowhere to hide for you if you want to tell a fib at work, because it means that people won't be able to hear their favourite soap. So have you told any fibs?
Well, I have. So the sound supervisor is sat in the gallery away from the set, and they're listening to the sound, and obviously it's got to sound what you call on mic.
Yeah.
So the director shouted action, my boom has been nowhere near an actor's mouth, and when they've gone to play back after the take, they've said, oh, that line's not there. And I've said, oh, I was there, yeah, I was there.
Oh,
was there.
No.
So you're telling a fib, even though you know they're going to find out that you're lying,
I'm lying, and there's nowhere to hide.
There's nowhere to hide. Wow. But, I mean, that's the delicate balance, isn't it, between being able to get them close enough to the boom mic that they can be heard by the adoring audience, but not so much so that it's in shot, which you see in TV all the time, you know, particularly back in the day. Those reruns on Gold.
Yeah, so
I mean, there's not an episode of Fawlty Towers that hasn't got the boom in it at
you
some
can't
point.
Move for booms.
So it's a tough job, isn't it, Luke?
It can be sometimes.
But yeah, you just blame the equipment, don't you? Oh, it must have been broken. I'll just turn it off and on again. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Luke, it's been lovely having you, not only as part of Five Words, Five Grand, but for you to take the time to tell us about your job and be the first person to join the Fib Club. We'll speak again real soon, but for now, give it up for Luke, everyone. Keep coming. 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The first rule of Fib Club is you need to text about Fib Club. Each week, the topic will change that your fibs are based around, and we begin with workplace fibbery. Mandy in Somerset. Morning, Dave and the team. I once skived off work so many times that I ran out of excuses. So me and my friend decided after a night of clubbing to make our own cast from Plaster of Paris so that I could claim to have fractured my wrist.
That's such a great idea.
And yes, I got away with it. The MacGyver of fibbers is what we've got here in Mandy.
Great. Life hack.
Very nice. Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
You did something that laughs in the face of serious journalism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is...
It's more than a fib, it's serious.
This is about 20 years ago when I was reading the news on a regional radio station on a bank holiday Monday I was working. So there's not much going on. It's very quiet. There's nothing changes in the bulletins. And my news editor came in the next day and she said, how was it yesterday? I said, yeah, fine, very uneventful. All the bulletins went out, it's fine, no problem. But what I didn't tell her was that I recorded one of the bulletins so I could sneak out and go and watch a film in the cinema.
Look at Emma's face. Back. Now you that must is have... a serious journalist.
A film? How long were you gone
well,
for?
It was quite a short film. I picked a film specifically that
Which
fitted.
Film was it?
It was that one in the open water where there was like sharks and divers. So it was only like just over an hour.
So you
gave
picked
me
it for its duration.
To record a bulletin that went out about midday and then I'd be back in time to do the 1 o'clock.
You must have been so stressed the entire time. Yeah, were you relaxed during the film?
I just had to keep my phone and make sure there's no big
you
breaking
know, Matt,
stories.
He was he had a hot dog in one hand, popcorn in the other, fully reclined in the premium seats.
Very quiet news day, so it was fine. No harm was done.
Unbelievable. Emma's face is still... he's lost something for you, hasn't he, Emma?
I didn't have much respect, but now it's all gone.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
First rule of Fib Club is you need to text about Fib Club. It's also provided Emma with a platform to openly confess that she had very little respect for Matt in the first place. Yeah. But now it's all been stripped away. Yeah. If you just join us, this is because Matt, and I agree with Emma, Matt pre-recorded a news bulletin when he was working on a local radio station on a bank holiday Monday because, quote-unquote, nothing was happening. Yeah. So he could go and watch a film at the cinema.
Yes, and I told a little fib to my news editor. But I'm not alone, though, am I, Dave?
No, I know.
When it comes to cinema-based unprofessionalism.
Yeah, you said, oh, what?
No.
Yeah.
Matt spent the last song saying, well, if I'm going down, you're coming down.
Tell the Elton John story, Dave.
It's not direct. Okay, so we had Taron Egerton on the show, of course, who was brilliant as Elton John in Rocket Man. Mm. And he came on the show, and the one small thing that had happened that wasn't fully professional on my behalf is I hadn't seen the film that he was coming
you
in.
Hadn't been to the
I hadn't
screening.
Been to the screening.
Oh, tut, tut, tut.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Taron Egerton, star of The Kingsman, he'd been on to promote Robin Hood, and he was such a great guest. Mm. I was so keen to have him, I couldn't go to the screening. So I said, let's just get him in anyway, because obviously I'll just play.
You're black.
I know Elton John.
Yeah.
I mean, how avant-garde can the movie be?
Yeah.
how left of centre could it possibly
quite
be?
Quite stylized. He was flying while he was playing the piano at one point, wasn't he? So he asked you what you thought of the film.
Yeah.
And do you say, yeah?
Pretty goodness. You are fantastic. You are, Taron. You are Sir Elton John. It's like saying the Sweeneys, the greatest British action movie of all time, anyways. on a poster.
So, charlatan would do that.
Okay, so the Fib Club. No one's covering themselves in glory, okay? That's all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now, as promised, it is time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the bonus tidbit from social media today,
well,
Matt?
It's high time we did another football cliche montage from Brian's Gun.
Absolutely.
So many people sent me this over the weekend, including Joe33, who said it's the best one yet. Ooh. Every time it's like, how have they not done this one yet? And it features Chris Wilder a lot and Dion Dublin on Holmes Under the Hammer and all the usual stars. But the overused phrase this time is no hiding place. Here it is.
There's really no hiding place. There's no hiding place. You know, there's no hiding place.
There's no hiding place. You know, there's just no hiding place.
There's no hiding place.
Under the stairs.
Too obvious.
It's too obvious.
Down in the cellar.
You're not hiding in the shadows. It's pretty obvious.
There's no hiding place. So he has to get on with it.
That's what I'm saying. Players have got nowhere to hide.
There's no hiding place.
There's no hiding place.
There's no hiding place.
I've got so much respect for Brian's gun. It would honestly take me a decade to make one of those.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. And this one, because the full one, which I'll share on my socials if you haven't seen it yet, features an unexpected cameo by Jeff from Peep Show.
He's got everything you need.
At random.
Everything you need.
You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And this talky bit, concludes another episode of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. All that remains is to name that daily podcast. It will be available in about 5 minutes' time, but it needs a title. Matt, these are your options. I've done the same actor twice.
Oh, a revelation from Luke, who's the boom mic operator on Coronation Street, and he played Five Words, Five Grand today.
Turn over a prue leaf.
That was Glenn's reaction to your Mary Berry picture.
Muffing Leanne Battersby on the head.
That's from Luke himself. What a revelation that was.
I didn't have much respect for Matt, but now...
Yeah. My reputation has taken some more damage in the last hour of the show today, so maybe avoid that bit of the podcast. But I think that it has to be, surely, muffing Leanne Battersby in the head with my boom mic, that one.
Yes, muffing Leanne Battersby on the head is the name of the daily podcast. You can get that wherever you get your pods. Coming up next on Absolute Radio, well, we hand over the reins to Leona Gray. She has her tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner. 162k is up for grabs. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.